This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Trump is hearing strong pushback from Capitol Hill after his sudden decision to pull back U.S. troops in northern Syria. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
It's being called catastrophic, misguided, terribly unwise, a betrayal, and a disaster. That's just from Republicans, top Trump ally Lindsey Graham among them.
This impulsive decision by the president has undone all the gains we've made, thrown the region into further chaos.
Graham telling Fox and Friends he'll urge the president to reconsider. Turkey expert Bulent Alireza notes Graham helped convince the president last year to reverse his decision to pull out of Syria entirely.
So if he takes the lead on Capitol Hill in organizing opposition to this, I can quite easily see a situation in which the president might reverse himself again.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
There's another whistleblower who might be able to give House Democrats fresh information in their impeachment inquiry of President Trump. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
President Trump has been trying to undermine the original whistleblower complaint by saying it's based on second and third-hand information. Lawyer Mark Zayed said he also represents a second whistleblower who has first-hand information of key events and could corroborate the complaint. A rough transcript of the president's call with Ukraine's leader in July already does that by showing a bid to pressure Ukraine on investigating the Biden family. House Democrats are set to depose at least two more witnesses this week, the top diplomat to the European Union and the woman who was abruptly fired as a U.S. ambassador to Ukraine in May. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
A bomb blast in eastern Afghanistan killed at least 10 people, including a child, on Monday. An Afghan official says the attack targeted a minibus carrying new army recruits. The official says the attack at Jalalabad City wounded 27 other people. From VOA News Center in Washington, D.C., this